frustrating. They came out and we gave them a few too many power plays in the game. It was tough for us to get momentum going after that. When you disrupt the flow of the game with taking penalties, but their guy made a good shot in the first goal, second goal. Was what it was. I felt it was a little bit interfered with, but it countered anyways. And the third one just was everything that could go wrong did go wrong in that one. So it was a frustrating second period, but I think we really battled hard in the third period and really tried for that second and third goal. But their team just was able to bury their chances tonight.
How much on that second goal did it affect you when he was in the crease like that?
Quite a bit. He got my head, and then he got my glove too, so I couldn't even get it up to have a chance of making the save. Same time, Getzlaf coming down, he made a good shot too. So, whether I make that save or not, it's just frustrating when their player kind of keeps you from even having a chance. So, I felt it was a little bit interfered with, but the ref obviously saw it different.
Looked like you had a chance to talk to the ref there, Jim. Talking about the play, or did you discuss?
Yeah, I talked to him. He thought I was outside my crease a bit, he said he was going to take a look at it and see just for his own view for going forward. But there's nothing you can do about it. It counted, and we tried to battle back, but we just weren't able to find the back of the net.
Michael, when things have been going as well as they have for you, how important was it to get back into the third period and play as well as you could?
It was huge. You have a period where things don't really go your way. It's always nice to get right back into it and be able to make some saves and give the team a chance to come back. Especially when you're down, you don't want to give up that extra goal to give them a 3-goal lead. So you just really have to bear down and try and help the team.
If there's a circumstance where you have a chance to play the puck again, you have to go back out and play it, though, don't you?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's just one of those things when you play the puck over the course of the year. It's going to happen. Obviously, it's unfortunate when it did, when Buff and I kind of messed up our handoff there, it wasn't the end of the world. I think just after that, everyone on the ice, myself included, got too focused on the guy behind the net and kind of forgot about the guy in the slot who was a dangerous guy. So, it's just one of those things where, when you play the puck as a goalie, every goalie, Marty Turco, Marty Brodeur, they always give the puck away at times. So, it's going to happen, but the important thing is just recovering from it and knowing where everyone is on the ice.
Michael, how do you reset after that?
And just forget about it right away. It's embarrassing when it happens, but there's nothing you can do about it. It's, just like any goal, you let it in, you forget about it, and practice it the next day and watching on videos where you can go over it and kind of beat yourself up about it a little bit more. But, during the game, just forget about it and try and make the next saves and bear down for your team when you give one up like that.
You had a long discussion with the ref during one of the stoppages.